Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for our daily magazine show, As It Is, and other programs designed for English learners. Hello, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter in Washington.
And I'm Anna Mateo. On today's As It Is, we bring you a story about people who live in the Amazon rainforest and what their bodies are teaching researchers.
This story is very technical. First, let us talk about some important vocabulary. Two words that you will hear throughout this story are bacteria and microbe. Bacteria are very small living things, simpler than cells, that can sometimes cause disease. The word microbe describes any small living thing that can only be seen with a microscope.
You will also hear the words remote and diversity. In this story, remote means to be far away from other people, and diverse means to have many different forms or kinds.
There are some people who have never come into contact with Western civilization. These people have microbes, tiny organisms, on and in their bodies that can do something amazing. They can make the most modern antibiotics useless.
That is one finding from new research in the journal Science Advances. The researchers studied the bacteria and other microbes living in and on the Yanomami tribe. These people live in a village in the Amazon jungle, far from other human settlements.
The Yanomami are some of the last people on the planet to have had contact with Western civilization. To scientists, this tribe provides an opportunity to observe the life of human microbes before humans settled down and developed civilizations.
Western diets and lifestyles have spread across the globe. With those diets and lifestyles also come conditions like obesity, diseases like diabetes, and immune disorders. Some researchers wonder whether the microbes humans lost over time are partly the reason why we have some of these conditions.
This question is tied to an important discussion in scientific and medical communities. Some medical experts worry that antibiotics, often life-saving medications, are losing their power to fight disease. However, this new research suggests that the genes that let bacteria resist modern antibiotics may have always been there. You are listening to the VOA Learning English program, As It Is.
Yanomami people are hunter-gatherers. They live in small remote villages deep in the Amazonian rainforest. Westerners first encountered Yanomami people in the 1960s. In 2008, researchers arrived in one of their villages. People now living there, all 54 of them, said they had never seen Westerners before. The Yanomami people and their chief permitted researchers to collect samples from their body.
Scientists expected to find that the Yanomami microbes carried some antibiotic-resistant genes. That would not be surprising to them. In fact, many bacteria found in soil produce natural antibiotics, which help the bacteria survive in competitive environments. Some say it is all part of an ongoing bacterial battle. But the researchers also found genes in microbes that disarm man-made antibiotics that no known microbes produce.
This came as a big surprise to the researchers. One of the researchers is a man named Gautam Dantas. Mr. Dantas is from the Washington University School of Medicine. This was a surprise, he said, because it shows the Yanomami people have an ability to adapt quickly to things exposed to them, and maybe even things to which they have never been exposed.
This discovery is important. It might mean that antibiotics are losing their ability to fight disease. Antibiotics are currently our wonder drugs. This research suggests that even those who have not been treated with antibiotics have bacteria with genes that may defeat them. Mr. Dantas said, "These findings demonstrate the need to increase research for new antibiotics. If this does not happen," he warned, "we are going to lose the battle against infectious diseases."
And he said the findings also show the need to use current antibiotics more carefully. Some doctors are campaigning to reduce the use of the drugs in patients who would recover without them. Some doctors oppose the widespread practice of treating healthy livestock, the animals we raise for food, with antibiotics to prevent illness. There is an existing amount of antibiotic-resistant genes that are waiting to be switched on, Mr. Dantas said. When you use antibiotics, whether in agriculture with livestock or in a clinic with patients, you increase the amount of antibiotic-resistant genes.
Scientists are not the only ones concerned about resistance to antibiotics. Government leaders are also worried. In March, U.S. President Barack Obama announced a new 5-year plan to fight antibiotic-resistant bacteria. He called the issue one of the most serious modern-day public health threats.
Before meeting with science advisors, President Obama told reporters at the White House that many people take antibiotics for granted. To take something for granted means to not fully see the value of something because it has been around for so long and is so common. Here is Mr. Obama.
We take antibiotics for granted, and we're extraordinarily fortunate to have been living in a period where our antibiotics work. If we start seeing those medicines diminish in effectiveness, we're going to have problems. And part of the solution here is not just finding replacements for traditional antibiotics. It's also making sure that we're using antibiotics properly.
Researchers studying the Yanomami people found something else. After studying the population of microbes living in and on the Yanomami bodies, the researchers said they found more diversity than in any other people they have ever studied. This diversity is more than other Amazonian farmers and much more than Americans. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo. Don't go away. Words and Their Stories is up next, followed by People in America.
And tune in tomorrow for another As It Is.
Coming up, more programs designed for English learners. You can read and listen to our reports and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. at VOA Learning English.
Now, the VOA Learning English program, Words and Their Stories. Each week at this time, we tell about everyday expressions in American English and how to use them. In the United States, Mother's Day falls on the second Sunday in May. It was back in 1908 when a woman named Anna Jarvis created this unofficial holiday to honor mothers. However, Ms. Jarvis would later criticize Mother's Day. She said it had become too commercial, too much about spending money. She had a good point. Traditionally, children and husbands celebrate mothers of all ages by buying flowers, cards, and other gifts, or taking them to dinner in a nice restaurant. But today, you will not need any money at all. We instead will talk about some expressions that use the word mother. To start with, most mothers give birth, so your motherland is where you were born, and your mother tongue is your native language. Some cultures believe Mother Earth gave birth to everything that exists on our planet. In Greek mythology, a goddess named Gaia was the mother of all. She was said to have created the earth and the universe. Mother Nature is a little different. This term relates to the natural world as if it were a woman. It has been said that there is nothing as great as a mother's love. Some mother expressions mean just that. The mother lode comes from mining. It means the place where the largest amount of gold, silver, or anything else of value can be found. But now the term mother lode means a rich supply of anything. We often use the word strike with this expression. For example, you might say, she just graduated college and struck the mother lode with her new job. In other words, the woman's new job is making her rich. When we call something the mother of all, this means it is the biggest or best of something. Here is an example. We are going to throw the mother of all parties this weekend, so you have to come. Naturally, the word mother can be used to mean to give birth, even to something you cannot touch, such as an idea or wisdom. The saying, necessity is the mother of invention, means that when people really need to do something, they will find a way to do it. And experience is the mother of wisdom, means that people learn from what happens to them. You might think that all expressions about mothers are sweet and loving. Not so. A boy who is tied to his mother's apron strings is controlled by his mother. We can also call him a mama's boy. Both of these terms are even more insulting if you are talking about a man, not a young boy. It can be a huge mistake for a woman to marry a mama's boy who is still tied to his mother's apron strings. A show about mothers would not be complete without talking about the very popular but mysterious Mother Goose. The short poems and songs that Mother Goose supposedly wrote are very much a part of growing up in the United States. Real or not, you could say Mother Goose is the mother of all nursery rhyme writers. We do know that writer Robert Louis Stevenson was real. He is famous for such stories as Treasure Island and The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He also wrote this poem titled, simply, To My Mother.
You too, my mother, read my rhymes, for love of unforgotten times. And you may chance to hear once more the little feet along the floor.
To all mothers of all types around the world, we hear